Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Across our Parent's Guide to Social Media, one of the biggest questions that we come up against is what age should children be allowed access to smartphones and to social media? And our guest this week is Mark Kelly, a principal in St. Joseph's National School in Enniscorthy. And you've very much taken this matter into your own hands in the school there, Mark. Tell us what's happened.
Sure. I'm the principal of St. Joseph's National School in Bree and Enniscorthy, County Wexford. And I suppose it's a culmination of a few things, I suppose. As parents and teachers and so on like that, we're seeing in the media that there's a lot more research coming to the fore now about the dangers and about the bad effects, basically, of smartphone ownership and social media usage by primary school children. So what we decided to do here in the school was we polled the parents to decide what would they think would be the recommended age that a child should have a smartphone. And they reckoned, by an overwhelming majority, that it should be towards the end of sixth class. Now, we decided that we'd put down confirmation. Now, it doesn't have to be a religious thing, but we decided that it was very important that all the children would get it at the same time.
Yes, so that's a marker of the time in the year and that, yeah.
Exactly. So it tends to be towards the end of sixth class. So what we did then after that, then the Board of Management affirmed the decision, and then we held a launch night for it, and we invited all the parents. And we also invited a speaker from CyberSafe Kids, and the local Gardaí came in. And we went through all the reasons, I suppose, you know, about why smartphone ownership by primary school children is not a good idea. And, you know, there was many, many things that came up, the cost of the phone, the cost of the contract. And one of the big things that parents, and I'm a dad now of four kids, you know, and three of them have smartphones because they're in secondary school. One of the big things in my house is kind of constant battle over how long and the children are on the phone for, you know. So, like, it's something that's very stressful for parents, is trying to supervise that about how long are they using the phone for and the addictive nature of the phones themselves, because yeah, it's in the phone companies, it's in the social media companies' interests that the children use the phone as much as possible.
Yeah, they want to keep you hooked.
Absolutely. And the big money-making thing for them is that they're harvesting the data. And that data is very valuable because, you know, they can use it then to sell advertising and selling products to the children, basically, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's all kind of branding influences and so on. But I suppose another big thing that came up then as well then too was that the smartphones are, they're experience blockers. And what that means is that they stop children doing other things that are probably more useful, more fulfilling and healthier for the children. So, like, you know, you could be learning a musical instrument, you could be outside practicing your dancing or your hurling or football or soccer or rugby or whatever it is, or you could be outside playing with your friends and talking with your friends rather than having your head buried in a phone.
Social skills, isn't it? It's funny how we call it social media when it's actually quite antisocial, really.
Yeah, and that's it. And, you know, one of the things when the inspectors call to primary schools, you know, that a common thing that principals would say is that the inspectors always say that the levels of oral language in schools are declining. And, you know, that seems to be, there seems to be a correlation with the amount of screen time that the children are on, because they're not talking to each other and they're not picking up those skills. And these skills are absolutely essential for primary school children because, you know, in our school here, we say the most important thing you can learn is how to get on with other people, how to chat to them, how to fall out with them, how to repair relationships, how to make friendships, how to start conversations, how to sort out problems and resolve difficulties. And those are just really, really important skills. And if you are not getting practice with those, then, you know, that's problematic. And then the other thing, of course, then too, like, is that social media are very, very difficult to negotiate. And, like, I find that now as a 50-year-old man, the thing is, like, I'm there on my WhatsApp and I'm there, like, do I put this down or not? Or how do I put this? And I'll often find myself in that situation. Mm. And if I am struggling with that, you know, how is a primary school child going to negotiate the difficulties of social media, the little intricacies, the nuances of it, you know?
Mark, were you finding that some of the kids did have phones in the school before
this
happened? Yes, all
they do, and they still do. And sometimes there's perception in the media that children have phones in schools during the day, but that's not the case. The children don't have phones in the schools generally now in Ireland. They do own phones.
They just didn't bring them to school.
Yeah, the schools will not allow them, and that would be very much the case now throughout Ireland. Smartphones or any kind of phones are not allowed in schools.
This is a Parent's Guide to Social Media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasúin na mBian, with the television licence fee.